And I know you'll stay with us for the turkey, so we'll move right on into number 10.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Agenda item number 10, again, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. Spring wild turkey hunting season. This will be the same process that we just followed with the bobcat one, where there is a slight change just to clean up some language, but would require the two-step process. So this was a little bit more of a drawn-out process where the proposal was first approved by the commission back in June. And then we were still collecting harvest data from the spring turkey hunting seasons and followed up with more information in July. At that time, there was a petition to limit the number of non-resident hunters in the Black Hills. So at that time, the proposal was amended to make that change, and I'll go through those specific changes. But that was a kind of a two-part process, and then here we are 60 days later at finalization for, again, this is 410613. A two-year recommendation, Custer State Park is not included in this. That is a separate rule, but the season dates do align with the Black Hills. Probably the easiest way to think about spring wild turkey is we've got two main seasons where the dates change. That's going to be your prairie units and then your Black Hills. So again, Custer State Park, same as Black Hills. The only difference between those two is in the Black Hills and Custer State Park, the season opens 2 weeks later. That was a change done to limit disruption during the breeding season to delay that start date. So second Saturday, it starts on the prairie in April, and the fourth Saturday, it starts in the Black Hills. Importantly, I mentioned this last meeting as well, that if you have a statewide license like archery and mentored youth, they do need to follow the season date. So you can start earlier on the prairie, even though that license is good in both the Black Hills and the prairie, but you have to wait in the Black Hills. The open area was on figure one on page 29, or excuse me, page 30, that shows all the units that have spring licenses available. That's going to be open for the firearm season, whereas the archery season is open statewide. License numbers, this is a two-part agenda item, so the second part will be require administrative action for specific license numbers. I won't get into those specifically, with the exception of Black Hills, because that was a main component of this administrative rule change. And there's also access permits. Those will be discussed in more detail in the administrative action, which is the next agenda item. I won't go through all the requirements and restrictions of the season, but we'll go into the proposed changes from last year. The first one being the most significant, that was the change we saw 2 months ago, where residents and non-residents were unlimited for spring wild turkey hunting in the Black Hills. The change was made to retain residents' unlimited licenses, but non-residents would be capped at 2,225. It's approximately a 30% reduction from 3,170 non-residents in 2024. And then you can see two and three in the proposed changes from last year were just minor changes to change a unit name to coincide with the county number, and then open up part of Lake County so the entire state is open to archery hunting with the exception of Custer State Park. I mentioned there was a recommendation for a very slight change to clean up rule. If you looked at the rule, the title implies that there's one spring turkey hunting season, but then if you read the body of the rule, it details the various seasons, the spring turkey season, the archery turkey season, and the Black Hills. So we cleaned that up by making it clear that the title and the body explicitly state that we have three separate seasons. This will also tie into the fact that people have preference points on the prairie. So if we put a cap on the Black Hills, that's going to be completely separate. So people are going to obtain accrued preference points for those seasons independently. Some supportive information, Director Kirschman went through this quite a bit more 2 months ago. Important to note, even though there is some biology, obviously, male turkeys are being harvested and taken out of the population. But really what we see biologically is these growth rates are highly driven by female survival. So while there is a minimal amount of a biological effect here, what this really is a hunter crowding concern. And you heard a lot of testimony today of people on both sides of some people saying we want more opportunity, some people saying we want less. So certainly a challenging thing, but the proposal that we have in front of us right now is that cap for 2,225 non-residents in the Black Hills. Again, slight changes to the proposal can maybe, there are some tables for harvest data, went through those last time, 4 separate tables for each season. Those go through the trends through the years, and probably one of the key statistics for the Black Hills hunting is that consistent increase, and it's not an increase by resident hunters, it's an increase by non-resident hunters from 2015 to 2024. Page 32 goes through the specific changes, and not much was changed with the exception. You can see, for example, in the title, there was an S added to seasons, and that kind of more explicitly states that there's multiple seasons within the spring turkey wild hunting seasons. And won't go through any of the other specific changes since I summarized that mostly, but certainly available to take any questions here. I know there was a lot of public comment both online and here at the meeting today, so happy to address that, or can also ask Chad Lehman, who I believe is in attendance, can answer some questions as well.
Very good, thank you. Any questions for Andrew? Comments? You know, I will, if I can, and I don't know if it's you, Andrew, or Chad, we did hear a lot of comments from folks today and over the last couple of weeks or so, and it all centered around the overpopulation. But if you could just state again, when we look at the biology, can you just, so I can hear that again, what impact are we having with what we'll do with this capping the numbers with the non-residents?
Yeah, Madam Chair. So the Wild Turkey Action Plan that was approved earlier this year doesn't have the full detail, but there's also online a wild turkey management document. That's a much more comprehensive document that includes a lot of background information on turkey biology and history. In there, Table 3 has a table that talks about elasticity, and that's just a fancy population modeling term that says what relative impact a certain population parameter has on the population. So, for example, does clutch size or holt survival or adult female survival or adult male survival, how much relative impact does that have on population growth? In that table, you can see that far and above at the top, and this is true for a lot of wildlife species, is female survival. So adult female survival, that rate is 0.5. Yearling female survival is 0.24. And then when you go to male survival, the elasticity is at 0. So it's probably not exactly 0, but it just shows relatively how much less of an impact adult male survival has relative to adult female survival. So that's the whole biology of it. And certainly understand if you remove a gobbler, it's not available next year. That animal's removed from the population. But because that animal doesn't directly have offspring and recruit new individuals, it has a relatively much smaller impact. So I apologize if that's a lot of numbers, but that resource is definitely available in the turkey management plan, and it gets back to harvesting male turkeys during the spring season, which is all that can be harvested in the Black Hills, has a relatively minor impact as far as removing that individual from the population.
Thank you for that. Director Kirschman.
Madam Chair, I would just follow up, and Andrew's spot on in his description, although he does it much more eloquently than the rest of us. But the bottom line, this is a social issue, right? What Andrew just described, the biology part of it, what has more of the impact are weather conditions that these birds face, whether it's winter, whether it's the spring nesting conditions. What are conditions like for habitat that might be a result of weather for brood habitat and brood rearing? The hunting part of it is way, way, way less, right? As Andrew was just describing. So every conversation that we get into about the residents and non-residents, whether we've talked about whatever species you want to put on the table for the conversation, oftentimes it becomes a social issue. And it's always a social discussion. Those are never clear cut, right? And there's a lot of angles to look at, different perspectives, but in this particular case, again, it's more of a social issue than it is a biological issue.
Yeah, thank you for that. I guess I will just say, as we go to vote, I was having heartburn as I listened to all of the folks talk about this social issue, but there was one gentleman, he ended his comment by saying we have to put the wildlife first, the turkey first, the residents and then the non-residents, and your answer just solidified for me where to move with this. So thank you. Any additional questions or comments? If not, what we do need, Commissioner Beese, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I was going to make a comment, but I'm trying to decide if I should or not.
Any others that may have a comment or a question?
I'll go ahead and make a comment. You know, listen, I'm fairly sympathetic about, residents first, which I'm for. And I feel like our non-residents are getting blamed pretty hard for over-harvesting our game and lessening the opportunity for residents. But I'm just looking at where I ranch and I live on the prairie. We have a lot of turkeys. And sure, depredation has a lot to do with it. Predation has a lot. But it got to become a very popular area to hunt prairie turkey there east of Fairburn and Buffalo Gap National Grasslands. But if I'm remembering right, there's only 6 or 8 non-resident tags for that area. You know who literally pounded our turkeys? Our residents. We need to self-govern ourselves a little bit before we start blaming a lot of people, because that area got so heavily hit by residents, our turkeys are like minimal. So I'm kind of, you got to weigh it out. And I just think people need to take that into effect too, that we need to give our residents every chance we can, and some residents, but sometimes we're our own worst nightmare. That's my comment.
Thank you, Commissioner Beese. Additional comments? Commissioner Teal.
I would just add that basically following COVID, we saw a spike in turkey hunters in the Black Hills. And the number that we have landed on here is lower than the last 4 years for non-resident turkey hunters. And we can always revisit this if the residents don't see a change in pressure in the future. So I think it's a good start. I think when you look at 3,170 non-resident turkey hunters, that's nearly 1,000 less people in the Black Hills next year hunting turkeys. So I think it's a good step. I've seen really good hatches being out in the hills this year, probably the best I've ever seen. And I think that's a good step in the right direction. Between the two, I think we're on the right path here to rebound our turkey hunting in the Black Hills.
Very good. Thank you. Additional comments from the commission? We do have some cleanup language that needs to be adopted. So what we need to do is amend this version. We'll need a motion and a second to adopt the changes.
Move to adopt.
Moved to adopt the changes. Yep. Thank you, Commissioner Lofgren. Seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of approving the changes, say aye.
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 Those opposed? So now we have the amended version before us. Any questions or comments on the amended version? If we have none, we do need a motion now to move forward with the amended version. Moved by Commissioner Beese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor of approving the amended version, say aye.
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 Those opposed? It is approved and we'll move forward. Thank you. And I know we've got the second part of this for the administrative rule.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. So this is the last action item for finalization here, which is administrative action. These license numbers were presented in July. They haven't changed since July. Start off by just concurring with Commissioner Teal. Definitely getting reports of very good hatches in the Black Hills. I personally have seen a couple groups of poults that are bigger than I've ever seen in the Black Hills. So that's a good thing. And knock on wood, hopefully that's the case with a lot of our other wildlife, pronghorn, elk, deer, et cetera. So it was a good spring. So the license numbers are in the table here. The first table under Commission Administrative Action shows what the recommendation is for the next 2 years for residents and non-residents. It goes through, just to step through this table, it doesn't show the change, the next table will, and I can go through that next, but just to start off with what the license number recommendation by unit is. The first two columns are the unit number and name. And then it goes through two columns of resident license recommendations, and there's two different types. There's a type 32 that's a single-tom license, a type 35 that's a two-tom license, and then the next two columns are for non-residents. And then the final four columns are the number of resident, non-resident, total licenses, and tags. So that gives you the full picture of what's being recommended for the next 2 years, but probably an easier way to look at the relative change is on the next page, which is page 35, that shows the percent changes. Before I start at the top of that page, I do want to speak to Commissioner Beese's comment and just use that maybe as an example. So I believe it's unit 21A. You can see that about maybe a third of the way down the table, Custer County. The 2023-24 last 2 year license allocation there was 150. So the recommendation is to reduce that to 125 resident licenses, excuse me. And then you can see the next column says that's a 25 license reduction, 17% change. And then the next set of four columns show the difference in the number of tags, because some of those licenses are two-tag licenses versus single-tag licenses. Probably the easiest snapshot is the column on the rightmost column that just shows the percent change. You can track that and see which units had maybe the biggest change increases, such as Brookings County, Hawken, Hamlin, and Clark had a 50% increase. Bennett County had a 67% decrease. Dodd County had a 33% decrease. Another thing, using Commissioner Beese's example with Custer County, and also to Director Kirschman's point, this is completely social as far as how we allocate this. So I would point out at the top of this page that West River Prairie units are at 8% of the resident allocation. East River Prairie units are at 0%. Nothing magical about that number. Again, it's a social number, and there's no right answer. So that's what I've said multiple times at the mic here, is an extremely tough number to justify, because everyone's got a different opinion on that. And we just saw that with the Black Hills licenses too, which isn't a percent, it's just a cap. So without going through all of those license numbers, I will just touch on the access permits. Good Earth State Park has 5 archery access permits, Adams Homestead Nature Preserve, 30 archery access permits, 30 mentored youth access permits, and Custer State Park, no change to 100 single male turkey licenses. But certainly can answer any questions about specific units. I know our regional and Chad Lehman, our senior wildlife biologist, might be able to answer more specifics on why some changes were recommended, if those are of interest. But I can take any questions, and this one, I believe, just simply needs administrative action.
Very good. Any questions? Comments? Seeing none, we do need to move forward and adopt this, so we need a motion and a second. Move to approve by Commissioner Teal, seconded by Commissioner Cole. All those in favor of approving this for administrative action, say aye.
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 Those opposed? It is approved. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you for all your work on this. And with that, that does take us a little past 5 p.m. Mountain time. We are going to wrap that up for today. We've got a full agenda tomorrow. We will begin right away, 8 a.m. Mountain time. With that, we will be at ease until tomorrow morning. Have a good night, everyone.